Mr. Pickwick takes his candlestick and retraces his steps into the dining room.
Bless me, these passages are all alike.
With commendable skill, he trips over a boot and misses a stair.
And tumbles through an open door into...
the dining room, at last.
He retrieves his watch, and by an unexplained miracle, finds his way back to the top of the house.
He climbs gratefully into bed and settles himself for sweet repose.
We turn the page. But what is this? There is more. The door reopens.
What's that? Who's there?
A female person of a certain age enters the room.
Oh, my love is like a red, red rose.
Great heavens!
That's newly
Mr. Pickwick peeps through the curtains and is horrified to see the female person begin disrobing.
Like this is dreadful.
That sweetly
is she
deaf?
Good evening, madam.
No, there is no need to be alarmed.
What are you doing in my bed? Do you intend to be rude?
Certainly not. I merely wish to inform you that you have mistaken my room for your own.
Wretch! This is my room, number 24.
No, ma'am. This is 38, and I shall prove it by directing your gaze to the chair upon which my clothes are neatly... Oh, dear. I'm deeply sorry, ma'am.
You will leave instantly, or I shall strike you with the poker.
And I trust that the devoted respect I entertain for your sex...
Out!
Oh, dear.
Yes.
A most interesting chapter.
Morning, old parent. Making a good breakfast, are you?
Oh, light, Sammy, light. Just the 2 pints and a pound of beef.
Very good power of suction you got there. You'd have made an uncommon fine oyster.
What are you so cheerful about?
Acting upon information received at the boots here, I'm off to a house with a little green gate by St. Clement's Church.
Very interesting places, churches. I must look inside of one day. Sammy, don't wish no disrespect, but my guess is your governor is the sort what needs someone to look after him when his judgment goes out a-visiting. You see to it.
I will. Morning, old codger.